Number 11. I was left with bits of metal which did not seem to anywhere.
To 放哪儿都不合适 to what?
To go anywhere.、Yeah.
这里显然需要一个什么不及物动词 right?
Number 12. Our house is not surrounded by a jungle.
好那同学们注意那么本来所表的 needless to say 不用说那就是言外之意我不用提了你可以想象得出来 right?
So, as you, yes, as you can imagine, yeah,
替换了原文的 needless to say.
Now, it's our time to study lesson 47. So, please open your book at page 217. 217页, 47课. Too high a price, 代价是否太高? You know, this text is about pollution. And pollution...such as air pollution, water pollution, land pollution, is our major problem, right? Yeah. And we must, or we have to, find an answer to them. Don't you think so? But pollution, 污染的问题是我们必须要怎么样？有待于寻找解决办法的、所面临的一个很大的困难。Too high a price, 代价是否太高呢、So what caused pollution? 那么是什么导致了污染呢？You know, pollution is a hot topic, so you must learn some key structures in mind. I'm afraid someday you are asked to write a composition about pollution. 为什么第一个有些优秀的句式同学们一定要背熟？因为这是一个热门话题，将来很有可能你就会写到一篇文章是有关于污染的啊，其中的一些语句就可以被借鉴过来。Okay, now let's study the words. So read after me.Pollution, overpopulated, industrialized, industry, industrialized, over-industrialized, sheer, worldwide, worldwide, overwhelm, pollute, pesticide, pesticide, fertilizer, salmonella, listeria,Vegetarian, vegetable, vegetarian, organically, organically grown, insidious, urban, burglar, burglar, burgle, scream, profound, profound, irritation, irritate, irritating, irritated.Irritation, incessant, incessantly, wine, helicopter, maximum, technology, contribution, mobile, mobile phone, snore, offender, staggering, trumpet, partner. Just now we learned how to use the word pollute, right? Okay.More and more water is being polluted. 我们应该说越来越多的水是怎么样？哎，正在被污染。OK， 它的名词形式 pollution 啊。So pollution is the major problem we are faced with, right? 我用到了 be faced with， 表示面临的、面对的。Pollution is the major problem we are faced with, right? 它是我们最大的一个困难哈，最大的一个问题。这个词我们就不想多讲了。好，跟我朗读一下它的相应的几个词形 pollute, polluted, pollution, polluter。好，根据我们这个发音 pollute, polluter, 直接在词尾加上什么 ?r, 它的含义是污染源。For example, gases from cars are one of the polluters. What?Of air pollution. 都听清楚？我们说这汽车的尾气是这导致空气污染的污染源之一 yeah, polluter 一种啊，也指污染者。And I think you still remember how to use contaminate, taint, defile, pollute, full up, 还记得吗？啊，以及 poison。好，再次跟我读一下，你不用看笔记啊。Contaminate, taint, taint.Defile, 啊，我们这列为一组，注意 contaminate 相具有的两个另外词汇的含义。好，第二组 pollute, flood, poison, 那么比较正式的书面语言我们还应该用的是什么？ pollute, overpopulated, 人口众多的， in fact we can say overpeopled, right?People, 注意要加 D 变成形式 overpeopled. And as we say, its antonym is sparsely populated, sparsely peopled. 还记得吗？ Yeah. 人口稀疏的地区，我们在六十课刚刚学完，它是怎么来表达的？ Sparsely populated community, right? So only in sparsely populated community is eight.This way, guard it. 只有在人口稀疏的农村地区，这个 punctuality 才能够被忽略，才能够不被重视。好，再次更多一遍啊。Overpopulated, overpeopled, sparsely populated, sparsely peopled. 嗯哼。At first, I want you to remember how to use the population.我们带领大家共同复习一下如何运用 population。有些同学呢，有的时候还会犯错误。population 人口数量 ，right？So you should remember what's the population in your country？What's the population in the town？In the city？Right？那你们家几口人？能否说 what's the population in your family？OK， 大词小用 ，How many people are there in your family？Right？一定要注意 population 前要出现定冠词 the what's the population in your country。 那么如果我们的对这个问题的答案语说我们国家的人口数量是十亿，那就应该怎么来表达？ Our country has a population of 1 billion. 1 billion, got it? Billion 十亿。我们采用的结构形式 have a population of，那么这个城市的人口数量是200万。 So the city has a population of 2 million, right? And I should say our country, our dear motherland, is faced with a major problem, that is population explosion. 不用自己听好。Our country, I should say our motherland is faced with a major problem, that is to say population explosion. 我说我们国家正面临的一个问题呢，就是什么？人口什么？人口什么？人口爆炸。Okay. Our country is faced with population explosion. 注意。好，这个我们就不再多介绍了。但是我们同时除了要掌握 population 这个名词它的两个结构形式而外，我邀请你记住它的另外形容词形式 populous。 以 ous 结尾的词它肯定是一个什么词？形容词。好，我们讲到了 perilous, dangerous, right?以及 hazardous, 那都表示危险的啊。populous, what does it mean?这个形容词所表达的含义，它是非常一定要注意正式的，强调一个地区人口众多的、拥挤的。一般来讲，我们说这辆公交车很拥挤，我要等下一辆了，用哪一个拥挤 ？Crowd， 你绝对不应该运用什么 ？Populous, right? Okay, so the bus here is crowded. So I want to wait for the next one.Yeah, 所以我想等下一辆。Crowd 名词人群，也是动词拥挤，它的形容词形式 crowded， 要注意啊。The bus here is crowded, so I decide to wait for the next one. Now translate my sentence. The narrow street is populous with people. The narrow street is populous with people. 这句话的含义是什么？这狭窄的街道上是挤满了人，但是强调人多，这地方就显得很拥挤了。我们应该用的是 populous 啊。 好，一般来讲某个地区或者是某个区域某个城市，应该说公交车，这样最好用的是 crowded。 And you know the most popular is province in China in 四川。 Do you agree with me? The most popular is province in China is 四川。你这个表达翻译应该是什么？这是我们国家人口最多的省份，它就是四川。Yeah. Province 省份啊、，the most populous province in China is 四川。那我换句话来说呢 ，the most populous country in the world is。China, okay. So we are faced with the population explosion. 所以我们面临着一个什么？人口爆炸。好，我们这个词汇就给同学们介绍到这儿了啊。Next important one, 下一个重点词汇 ，share. 像 over industrialized, 过度工业化的背出它就可以了。Share, 纯粹的，不掺杂的。这只不过是 share 其中的一个语义。So,When we read the word share, it has got four meanings. 它有四个基本语义。One is pure, unmixed. Pure, P-U-R-E, unmixed, 不掺杂其他东西的 right? So, I like pure honey, good? 我喜欢那比较。纯的不掺杂的那种蜜 right? I like pure or I like sheer honey sheer Secondly sheer means what? Steep Do you know the word steep? Okay It is very difficult for us to climb a sheer mountain You know sheer mountainSteep mountain, The cliff is so steep that it is impossible for you to climb it. You know cliff? C-L-I-F-F, cliff 悬崖. The cliff is so sheer that you can't climb it. 所以它的含义是什么？陡峭的。陡峭的悬崖 ,steep cliff or sheer cliff. Thirdly, sheer means complete.